Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We haven't really gone down that road yet to decide. He's out this week, and he's working hard to get back. But as far as what decisions are ahead, we just haven't gone down that road. He's working incredibly hard to get back with the guys. So, we're really bummed they got, re-aggravated on this specific injury. Going into it, thought he had a good week. There were things to improve upon into the game to get started. But, we haven't gone down all the way yet. We just, kind of went through the first evaluations this week to get ready to play. So I'll have a better update as we're moving forward.
Prior to yesterday, every time Dan Quinn was asked about Jaden Daniels playing again this season, the answer has emphatically been that he would. That's a different answer, isn't it? Welcome back, GND on the Fan. Steve Trout, the director of Hard Knocks, joins us in 30 minutes. And in 90 minutes at 4 o'clock, we will have a Beltway Blitz for you, and we are giving away tickets to the Capitals at that time. Danny, the question is, do you think that somebody above Dan Quinn got involved since the Vikings game to shut Jaden Daniels down?
It's my working theory right now. I'll be able to be far more conclusive or definitive depending on what happens next week. If we're doing the dance that we've done 77 times this year of, we'll see how he feels Wednesday, we're not going to miss a mark, return to play, we got a metric, and he's not going to miss a mark, and we'll find our true north, and we'll do the dance Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then I'll go, I don't get what this week was, but they didn't have an intervention. If he shut down, there was a committee formed, or Adam Peters walked into his office, or something.
By the way, you mentioned miss the mark. Before we get to the phones, I was thinking about this. I wanted to bring this up. You know how, like, in school, when you're super young, elementary school or something, a teacher will design the classroom in a way that there's, like, a theme. And then the theme becomes how you learn, possibly, throughout the year. So I'll give you an example. You walk into the classroom and it looks like you're in a boat, the way that, like, certain things are on the wall, or there's pictures of the ocean or whatever.
We're on the reading canoe.
Exactly.
I get you.
It's like, and we're going to row like, grab your paddles, and, we're going to all row 12 pages today or whatever. And you do that all season long. Dan Quinn's been obsessed all season long with compasses and how many degrees off chart we are and whatever else. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, like, he's weaving this still in and out of his speeches. The post-game speech from the other day, he was talking about how far off course they are. And earlier this season, he's like, it's only a couple degrees. We just need to turn. We're 3 degrees off. But if you keep going, you're going to go way in the wrong direction of the ocean. I don't know what his infatuation is with this, but this has been a year-long theme.
Saw some documentary on the History Channel or something. You know what I mean? Where, like, the Edmund Fitzgerald or something, like, took a took a deal. I don't know.
This was his speech after the game on Hard Knocks when they got shut out by the Vikings.
Today was so far off course.
That's what I'm talking about right there. We're off course. But it's always like we're just a couple degrees off. We've got to recalibrate. He's doing this captain of the ship bit that has been going on all year. Has anyone noticed this?
Oh, yeah.
It's like his theme. Like next year, they'll show up in class and sit down, and they'll open up their little plastic box that they get in their desk, and there'll be glue and scissors and, you know, the small scissors, right, that you can run with.
The wee scissors.
And it's going to be glue sticks and whatever. And Dan Quinn, the theme this year won't be that we're on a boat together. It'll be like the desert or something. And then all season long, he's like, if you look over the horizon, that's not just a mirage. That's a win.
That's water.
He'll be doing that.
Yeah.
It's like he is such a theme guy.
Yeah, like Davey was a theme guy. Like he went with finish the fight or stay in the fight or whatever. And then he never updated it. They were just fighting the whole time, and then they never developed young players. But he was finishing the fight for like 6 years. Like you need a new theme.
But then they got beat in so many fights after that.
Oh, they lost. They tapped out in all the fights.
2019, they won the fight.
That fight, great.
Still haven't won a fight since.
2020. Anyway. But I think Dan's going to come back next year with another one. It's going to be like, take on the challenge. And like, there's going to be a picture of the cat like hanging on the wall.
Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Do you think Dan Quinn got overruled?
Man, that could have been it. But I don't even know why it's a question. If the young man can't fall on that elbow without getting hurt, he shouldn't be out there. So you need to protect the young man from himself. Protect your investment. And like you guys said, me and my coworker had this conversation yesterday. It's time to see what we have in this young talent that we're not seeing enough of. Because one or two, it's gonna explain one or two things. Either we need to give them more time, or you guys are sorry and haven't been doing your homework with the people you pick.
The only problem with your call, which was I thought awesome, Andre, I take is he didn't get hurt. You know, people are acting like he got hurt again. He could have gone back in the game.
I don't think he got hurt.
Right.
He was already hurt. I think it's one of them things, like, I'm just going to use something we all experience as kids. You get a bruise, it hurts. When somebody touches it or you land on it, it hurts again.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying is wrong with them.
Right, exactly. And player has that right now on the team, and that's what you play through.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If he could have gotten hurt by falling on the elbow, and when I say hurt, I mean redislocated it, or it's displaced again, or something serious, multi-week, could have happened, they wouldn't have allowed him to play. And the proof's in the pudding. You can't land on the elbow harder than he did, short of being dropped from the top of the stadium. If they took him up on the catwalk and they dropped him from there.
And did that Lady Gaga halftime plunge.
Right, and they said, you have to land on your elbow, no other part of your body. That would have been worse on his elbow. Short of that, being knocked 4 yards in the air and then sliding 5 more yards because of the contact he took on, that was as tough a test on the elbow as possible. And he came out clean. Wanted to go back in the game, supposedly could have gone back into the game. Now, someone might say, well, why isn't he playing this week? And I would say, exactly.
Right.
Precisely.
The reason there's a theory here is the two data points don't jive.
They don't make sense.
Sunday, fine. Wednesday, oh, we're ruling him out.
And he could be sore, any more so than he was. Sure. He could be more swollen than he was or what have you. Like, that is possible, absolutely. But that's not what he said. Let's go to Greg, who's in Reston. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
I do think he's being shut down. I do think it's coming from ownership. And I think if you thought he should have been pulled when it was 38-7 with 7 minutes left in Seattle, this season is at the macro equivalent of 38-7 with 7 minutes left in the season. The reps producing anything with legitimate growth, it's hypothetical. And Dan Quinn and his team can't guarantee that in the last few games, they're not going to be down 28-0 at the beginning of the second quarter of any of these games.
Sure, if they're down 28-0, pull them again. But getting better with those reps or benefiting from them, maybe is the better way to put it, is not hypothetical. That's reality. Getting on the field and experiencing the blitzes that he did from Brian Flores in a year where he's got the lowest completion percentage in the league against the blitz is invaluable and helpful. Whether it went well or it didn't, whether you completed the passes or you didn't, whether you got shut out or you didn't, you can't replicate that on a practice field in May. You can't replicate that in training camp. You can't replicate that in the preseason. There's one way to live that, and it was Sunday against the Vikings on the field. That's what he needs to do, is be out there. That's not hypothetical. I think it's an interesting take to say this is the season version of 38-7, because I don't think that's completely wrong. In that you're eliminated, like you've lost the fight. But what you're not taking into account to me is the 4 weeks of practice and the 4 games, the percentage of physical snaps that you would just be punting on at a time when you need them the most. That day, yeah, call off the dogs. 50% of the time they're getting home, they're hitting you. This is not worth it. This game is lost. But for 4 weeks, you're going to say, no practices, no time on the grass, no games. I don't think that's the same at all. Let's go to Ben in Manassas. What's up, Ben? How are you?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
So I definitely think it came from upper, and I agree with you guys that he gains nothing from sitting on his couch or sitting on the bench watching the guys go out there and play. He's just sitting there. Like, he needs to be on the field. He needs to learn how to play football with these big guys, take those hits, be able to land on that elbow again. And the problem is he didn't hurt it during the game. That's the issue. I agree, we're losing, you take him out, that's fine. But to say on Wednesday that he's not ready to go on Sunday, I mean, that's kind of like, what's going on there?
This is my question. Yeah.
And to Ben's point, because I can just picture it. Somebody's in their car banging the steering wheel going, what do you mean he didn't get hurt? He laid down on the field, and then he ran off, and they treated him, and he went into the blue tent, and he's not going to play this week. Of course he got hurt. The coach has said he wanted to go back into the game and could have. We held him out as a precaution. What he has said is, if that's Marcus Mariota, he goes back in the game. Pick another quarterback you're watching this weekend. Shedeur Sanders or tonight Baker Mayfield or Kirk Cousins or whoever. If that's them, they go back out there. We protected him. By the way, we're all glad they did, right? We agree? They should have done that? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do that. Now, you get to this week, and there's 4 games left. Last week you said, we got 29% of our season left. This matters. Now it's 23%. Is there a line of demarcation in there? We're at 25%.
Yeah, if you get sub 24, then you can shut someone down. It doesn't jive. Like, that's the part I can't get past. Is it? And again, if he plays next week, this will be so mysterious to me. What happened in those 2.5 days?
If he plays next week, it will be more strange.
Yeah.
It will be more impossible to figure out what is going on.
How we went from, because either one of the two occasions, a fib was told. Or a misdiagnosis,
which
or something
all the time.
Which of course it does.
And coaches are allowed to do.
Sure,
but it will be proof of that. But if he doesn't play next week, then at least we know they changed their mind.
Yes,
he didn't want to say it yet. I don't know why you wouldn't. There's no benefit, by the way, zero, zippy, none, to not coming out this past Wednesday when he said he wasn't going to play against the Giants and just say right then and there we're shutting him down for the season. Just pull off the Band-Aid if you're actually doing it. If that's the plan, if that's what you're doing next week, if they announce early next week after this game, he's not playing again this season, I don't think you're going to kick the can down the road again. I don't think you're going to say, you can't come out early next week and say, he's not playing against the Eagles. Are you shutting him down? We haven't really thought about that yet. Like, I don't think you could do that again. So early next week, you're either shutting him down or he's going to practice and play against the Eagles. If he does, to your point, this made no sense. If he doesn't, then we'll know whether someone intervened or not. I think they did. That happened, and they just weren't really ready to tell us about it yet. 800-636-1067. Trying to read the tea leaves with you here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.